Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a lot of information to share with you today and a lot of things coming up at the Extension Office and Extension programs in the area. First of all, a few highlights from the statewide Extension resource. We've talked before about our Science of Parenting resource, a monthly webinar, blog, and discussion board that features a different topic relating to parenting every month. The topic for June is vacations. Summer vacations, family vacations, whether families take vacation to spend time together, have some fun, or rest and relax. They also may want to consider visiting people and places and seeing something new to help boost their child's experiences in the world. There have been multiple studies done that show the benefits of these types of vacations. And our family life specialists will take a look at some tips, some practical pointers, as well as other families' stories of vacations that they have taken to kind of drive this point home. They'll look at national research about the relationship between family vacations and children's performance in school. They'll talk about how to plan a vacation involving both parent and children in decisions so the vacation can be enjoyable for everyone, sharing favorite family vacation stories on the discussion board, and more. The blog always starts out with a four-minute podcast that kind of overviews and highlights the key points of the topic, and then our family life experts, as well as other contributors and experts, chime in throughout the month. Always a great way to build discussion and share ideas. Again, that is the Science of Parenting blog on the ISU Extension website. Just go to extension.iastate.edu, type in Science of Parenting, and you should be taken right there. Of course, all of our previous topics from grandparents to holiday traditions are archived on that site as well, in case you want to go back and look something up from one of our past topics. Also want to highlight this month from our horticulture experts, the weekly topic is controlling weeds. I've had some rain lately, but if you're able to get out in the yard and try and control some of those weeds, a couple of points to remember. First of all, dandelions and other broadleaf weeds seem to be really having their way with the lawns this time of year. Good cultural practices are the place to start with those. Proper mowing, fertilization, and other management practices of your lawn will help keep it thick and healthy, and a thick, healthy lawn is the best defense against a weed invasion of your lawn. Weeds are opportunistic by nature, and so if there is no bare spots or thin spots in your lawn for them to get established, you will have much fewer problems. If you do already have broadleaf weeds in your lawn, you can use either the mechanical or chemical methods. Removing weeds by pulling or digging is a mechanical method and a good way to manage in small lawns or when only a few weeds are present. And we're in luck. This method is best accomplished after a soaking rain or a deep watering. And we've had a few of those here lately. If you're looking to take the chemical route, herbicides for broadleafs that are fairly effective include any in the 2,4-D, MCPP, dicamba, triclopyr, or others. Just look for those ingredients on the label under active ingredients. The most effective products will contain a mixture of two or three of these active ingredients, as no single compound will effectively control all broadleaf weeds. And of course, always a reminder, applying the broadleaf herbicides in Iowa, the opportune time to do that is in fall, from late September to early November. The reason for that is at that point in time, the leaves are starting to store food for the winter. And so anything applied to the leaves many days in advance of a good soaking rain, you want it to have several days to work into the leaves there, but it'll take that down to the roots. And of course, that's where we want to be killing those broadleaf weeds so they don't come back year after year. If you've got weeds in your vegetable or flower garden, Cultivation, hand pulling, and mulches are probably your best option. Chemical control gets a little more sketchy because you can't always guarantee that you will have a product that will destroy the weeds without destroying your flowers or vegetables. And of course, when you're applying any sort of product to a vegetable garden or anything that you may be consuming, you want to make sure that you are very carefully observing label directions for withdrawal times and times that you should not be touching that produce prior to picking and eating, because you certainly do not want to be ingesting any sort of product that is not approved for human consumption. When you're cultivating the garden around vegetables, you want to avoid deep tillage, as the roots of many fruits, vegetables, and flowers grow near the soil surface. Deep cultivation will cut off some of these roots, and it will also bring your deeply buried weed seeds to the soil surface where they can germinate if they were not able to do so being very deep. The best option is to hoe or till around plants or between rows and pull any weeds that are close to the plants. Mulching, of course, prevents weeds by preventing germination of weed seeds. Established weeds should be destroyed prior to mulching, as they will probably just pop right back through that mulch and be back to visit you in little or no time. Mulches are also beneficial for gardens in that they help conserve soil moisture, reduce erosion, prevent crusting of the soil surface, making it harder for young plants to emerge, and they also keep fruits and vegetables clean and avoid that soil splash up, and also reduce disease problems. For more information on any of these types of controlling weeds, again, go find the Controlling Weeds Yard and Garden article on the ISU Extension website this week. A few events coming up that I want to mention locally. First of all, the Armstrong Research Farm down in Lewis will be hosting a feedlot school for local beef producers. That is a multi-month series. It kicks off next Thursday, June 12th, at the Wallace Foundation Learning Center, Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. And that presentation will kick off on record keeping, with the feedlot monitoring program being featured. They'll have computers available for participants so they can work with the program, get a feel for inputting data. They'll also feature at that presentation on June 12th a program on risk management strategies from livestock economist Lee Schultz. There are future topics planned. The series does meet twice in June and then once a month from July through October. Series informational pieces to come include topics on animal health management, starting cattle on feed, environmental stewardship, animal handling, feedlot audits, and much more. For more information, you can call down to the Armstrong Research Farm to 712-769-2600, or give us a call at the Cass County office and we can get you that contact information. The registration fee for the entire series is $150. And again, give us a call. We can get you pointed in the right direction for that. Also, lots of great day camps, our Master Gardener Summer Bus Tour, Animal Science Day Camps coming up this Saturday. For more information or to get registered for any of those, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop by and see us on the fairgrounds or find information on any of our upcoming programs online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.